Hi, this is the first Sam Wilding podcast. I write books for children, young and old, and dabble in a bit of music now and again. When I said I would be doing this on my Facebook page, Sylvia and a few others asked the question, what's a podcast? It's a funny word, isn't it? But I think it's derived from the word broadcast and iPod. Now, there's thousands of podcasts out there, and there's a good chance that mine could get lost in the flood. But here goes anyway. I'd like to split my podcast into two main sections. The first of these will look at what's going on in my world as a children's writer. Publishing issues, writing habits, marketing tips, etc. In the second part, I'll get to take a peek over the fence into the world of fantasy thrillers for an older audience and look at my first ever love, music. I'll try to slot a few tunes in from time to time and even a few stories. Okay, so I've spent quite a few months now rewriting the Denthan series for Strident Publishing, who have signed me for a 7-book deal, which is nice, but hard work. I've had to split fairly hefty books into two and then make sure that they worked as standalones. This has meant changing plot lines, introducing new characters, and even more new creatures. It's given me a chance, however, to re-examine my work and, in my opinion, make it better, sharper, and more digestible for a younger audience. I've also made the chapters shorter and increased the pace of the whole thing. There was lots of to and froing with my editor, and he would say things like, cut that chapter, make a new one there, do we need a character there, can we change them? Most of the suggestions were valid, but now and again you have to stand your ground, or better still, write something better, find your own solution, and quick. The first instalment is due for release before Christmas. It will be called Talisman. Keith Charters at Strident suggested the one-word title as it would stand out more, allow the title more cover space, and I get it. So the other books, other 6 books, will go the same way. I should get some proof inners and covers pretty soon. I'll get to see the font size, the type, and any artwork that may be created. Sometimes I even get to pick what cover or what road the cover should go down. It's always cool to see your new baby for the first time. After it's ready, the work really begins. You can have a series every bit as exciting as Harry Potter, written and printed, but if no one knows about it, it's pointless. Getting it out there is key. But that's another story. Apart from Talisman, I'm launching my new thriller, Eden Seed, this month. On the 25th of September, there'll be an event at Waterstones in Glasgow, their Gell Street branch. I write these books under a different name as they have fast-paced, violent action in there, and they're tailored to a very different audience, the 16-plus age group. A launch event is exciting, but it comes with lots of pressure, and I need to have the right people in the room. It needs thought, and it needs to be entertaining. This time, I'm going to do an acoustic set as well as the usual author stuff. The book is set in a world I worked in for years, the pharmaceutical industry, and I want to let people see who I am and where I come from. Alida Publishing have this title, and Alan Sneddon, the owner, is meticulous. He's brilliant at launches and events. I think we have the BBC interview lined up at the same time, and more Waterstones nights will be announced over the next few weeks. Music-wise, I've been writing like crazy, and I've come up with 14 new songs. There are a few good ones there, and some that need a bit more work. I'm doing this project with Neil Russell, who I worked with Nita Cheetah about 20 years ago. And he moved out to Haarlem in Holland a long time ago. So bizarrely, the first gigs I'm going to play for ages will be over there. I'll fly across to start rehearsals on the 19th of this month. Any questions on books, launches or music are most welcome. I'll leave you with a simple demo. A little neat demo, which I love, called Never Fall Out With Me. I hope you like it. If you keep tuning in, I'll keep tuning up. Hugs and high hopes till next time. And don't forget, ask me questions anytime. You can get me on samwilding1@gmail.com, or you can find me in the World Wide Web at www.samwilding.com. Bye. Someone threw the holy water in my face, waiting for a golden handshake out of this place. So gather up the bits and pieces of my life. I need a helping hand to guide me, take her in their stride. Never fall out. Never fall out with me. Never fall out with me. You got the kind of Mona Lisa look to your face, chewing on a half smile heartache, put your soul in place. You take me on a new adventure on a carpet ride. Pretty sure an angel sent you to be at my side. Never fall out. Never fall out with me. Never fall out with me. Can't believe you're right here with me in this dream, walking through the lazy meadows, licking ice cream. Never fall out. Never fall out with me. Never fall out. Never fall out with me.